Greetings in the precious name of our Savior this morning, the Lord Jesus. We have gathered here to worship the Lord in the context of Christian fellowship. If I were to ask you this morning, who is God to you? How would you answer the question? Just a simple, God is, and you fill in the blank. You know, perhaps if you've been experiencing the presence of Jesus outside in the quiet, cool of a beautiful morning like we had this morning, you might say, God is good. Maybe you'd say, God is love. God is beautiful. It could be filled in a number of ways. Perhaps if you're feeling overwhelmed and discouraged, you might say God is distant, or maybe even God is absent. Or if I'm struggling with guilt and don't know what to do with it, I might say God is harsh judge. But our great God has many attributes. And so there is more than one correct answer to this question. I invite you to turn to the first chapter of the book of Corinthians. I'd like to look at the first 10 verses in chapter 1 here, with the primary focus on the faithfulness of God, as expressed in verse 9. The question here is the way that the Apostle Paul fills in the blank in verse 9 is, God is faithful. God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And I find just quite a bit in these 10 verses that intrigue me. It's the introduction to a letter addressed to those living at Corinth. Apostle Paul was expressing his concern for a troubled church racked with dissension and confusion and immorality, and he points them to the living reality of the Lord Jesus. And in all of this, he points them to Christ. In fact, as Sanford Shetler points out in his book, each of these first 10 verses refer to something about Christ. In verse 1, we are called of Christ. In verse 2, we are sanctified in Christ. 3, we have peace through Christ. In 4, grace that comes from Christ. We are enriched by Christ in verse 5. In verse 6, we are confirmed in Christ. Verse 7, we are waiting for the coming of Christ. Verse 8, we're blameless through Christ. 9, we have fellowship in Christ. And in 10, there is unity in Christ. So be looking for these as we read this scripture together in ESV. Beginning at verse 1. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together, with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. See, Paul is reminding here that they have been called with a specific purpose in mind. Paul rejoiced to see them as a congregation expressing the reality of Christ's goodness and his power through the energy that had come from lives that were transformed to him. And his prayer is that they would be blameless to the coming of the day of Jesus Christ, and we're called into the fellowship of Christ so that we may learn of him and be faithful. What does being faithful mean? How is God faithful? Perhaps we could look at the definition of faithful just a little bit. It might be having or showing true and constant support or loyalty. Faithful might mean deserving trust, keeping your promises, or doing what you're supposed to do. It may mean fidelity in marriage, steadfast in affection or allegiance, such as being loyal, firm in adherence to promises or in observance of duty, such as conscientious. That's part of being faithful. Perhaps giving with a strong assurance, a faithful promise, being true to the facts, to a standard, or to an original, like a faithful copy. See, these are kinds of things that we can all associate with the faithfulness of God, are they not? We have the Old Testament story of God's faithfulness. Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Keeps on going there. But Moses was reminding the Israelites of God who is faithful. You see, the children of Israel were given a wonderful example of God's provision for many years, all the way from Joseph being sold as a slave into Egypt to the conquering of the promised land. There is the story of God's faithfulness. Sure, they had their difficulties. They had those times when they got hungry, when they got discouraged, when they fell into idolatry, when they thought that God wasn't going to take care of them, but God met their needs. And he met their needs, and in an amazing way. And for 40 years, there was fresh manna on the ground to eat, 6 days a week, 52 weeks a year, for 40 years. This was the same God that fed Elijah. And it's the same God that wants to meet our needs on a daily basis. Jesus said to the crowd that was around him, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. And today Jesus cries out, I am the bread of life. Jesus is the one who wants to meet us at our point of need. He is the one who says, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So let us do as the writer to the Hebrews said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. He is faithful to supply our needs, and he is faithful with us in our daily lives. He is faithful in time of temptation. It has been helpful for me when I have been tempted to think that God, remember that God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God is faithful, and God enables. And I believe that for us, it is good for us to reflect on the faithfulness of God, to remember the times that God has been faithful to us and has met our needs through perhaps his people, through ordinary circumstances and perhaps through extraordinary circumstances. It is good for us to remember those. And it is good for us to recount them, to share them and to talk about them. And I was just blessed in our class reunion again when I heard the story of one of my class who had gone through amazing difficulty. And she said, God is faithful. And it was difficulty that has certainly eclipsed anything that I have ever seen in my life. She said, God is faithful. And I think it is so good for us to reflect, to remember, and to recount that God is faithful. And he will supply our every need. So how do you fill in the blank this morning? How will you fill in the blank this coming week? Perhaps even if we aren't sure that we can sense that God is good, it is good for us to say it. And if we affirm with our mouth that God is faithful, whether we feel like it or not, it helps to implant that in our minds, that God is faithful, and perhaps our hearts can follow as we continue to proclaim with our mouth that, yes, God is faithful. And so I'm so grateful this morning for the examples of faithfulness that I see in you who are seated here and for whom have walked with God many years, and some with it perhaps just in a new way. God is faithful, and I'm glad for that. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And today we get to enjoy that rich fellowship together. Shall we kneel for prayer? Our loving, gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you are a faithful God, that you love us and care for us despite our tendency to wander away from you, our tendency to miss what is most important, and our tendency to become so concerned about the things around us that we forget the more important and greater priorities of life. And so just this morning, precious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we proclaim that you are faithful. And we just thank you for your faithful goodness to us. I pray that you would help us to remember you in all that we do. And I ask for your presence here in this assembly, that we would proclaim your faithfulness and your goodness, and that we would communicate it in such a way that we could each be encouraged and that we could be excited enough about it to share with others who have not heard and who are longing to know that there is indeed a God in Israel and someone who will meet us at our point of need. So we just thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in this service today. We just ask your blessing and your anointing on each part, each teacher. We ask that you be present and that you would guide us as we seek to proclaim your goodness and your faithfulness through Jesus. Amen.